Blog Talk Radio.
Hearts don't hold a smile. Troubled minds will wear you down. Use your past to get ahead. Hold your tears and think instead. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend, and maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Now you know the remedy. Tell yourself you will achieve. Just go on and brush your shoulders off. This bridge is one that you must cross. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make mirror your best friend, and maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. If you love yourself, don't need nobody else. No one can love you like you. If you look inside, you'll find where your strength resides. No one can love you like you. Sometimes you gotta make find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. yourself. Love yourself like no one else can.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Layla Hathaway right here on The Love Journey. I am Janine and Ingram, and I'm super excited to begin the gift of this day. We're going to begin by tuning in to the presence and the power. Recognizing the breath. And as we tune in, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence, known by the Great Spirit, that's known by many names, everywhere present. There's not a spot that God is not. And so as we acknowledge the eternal, loving, energetic presence of that one that is the one, I want us to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and release through the mouth. And so as we center ourselves and become still, know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe. Mm-hmm. Be still. Know that I am God. Breathe, family. Mm-hmm. And last time, breathe. Divine Father, Mother God, as we acknowledge the presence of the one that is the one, inviting and invoking the presence of our higher mind self, as I come here today, speaking from the transcending power of the higher mind presence, I give thanks. As I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be so acceptable. Thank you, God. Come, Holy Spirit, as I ask you to remove every human created thought, every human created ego, that we all may come empty in this space and be filled by the presence of the higher mind self. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a fresh anointing. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a fresh anointing upon each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless our thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless our hearts. Bless our minds today, God, as we send forth our angels to go before us on this day to create an ease, elegance, and grace, and that we may come from the place of our soul today, God. That we may honor the gifts and the goals of the soul, that we may honor the very essence that we came to the planet to live. God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit. Bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Bring forth a fresh anointing as I come and speak to the souls of your people, God. As the message that will come through will be yours and none of me, God. That I may come from the higher mind presence, my God essence, my Goddess energy, God. That I may walk in the authority and speak from the place of your presence in me, as me. In this right now moment, God, I give thanks for the authority and the mastery and the dominion over all that you have given me to do your will, Holy Spirit, as me, in me, and through me. Father, Mother, God, I ask you to do the will of yours through each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to bless everything they touch, God. I ask you to bring forth new books, new ideas, new inventions, God. I ask you to anoint them right now, God, that everything we touch, Holy Spirit, will come forth with a fruitful and blessed, that it will turn not just gold but platinum gold. Holy Spirit, I ask you to anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon holy ground, God. I ask you to anoint our thoughts, God, that they will be only your thoughts and multiplied and amplified into a way that they will be a blessing to somebody today, God. I'm asking you to come today, God, and allow this call to speak to somebody's mind today, God. Allow this call to speak to somebody's heart today. That somebody may come away today understanding the presence and the mighty power of a clean heart, a forgiven spirit, a peaceful space, a rested heart. Today, God, I ask you to come and speak through this call that somebody may be blessed by your words today. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a blessing today, God. I'm asking you to come and wow us today, God. I'm asking you to come and wow us today in the mighty consciousness of all that is love. I say amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Wow. Good morning, God. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the flowers, the trees. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. And hearing the birds chirp this morning. Good morning, birds. And just good morning to all the essence in the universe. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family, as we invite and invoke the angels into this call, sending them out on assignment to get, have, to eat, and then to rest. Inviting and invoking the archangels into the call this morning. Inviting and invoking ascended masters. Good morning, ascended masters. Archangels, good morning. Good morning to our spirit guides and our master guides as we invite and invoke their presence, our unseen committee. Good morning to our ancestors as we pay homage to those who have walked this planet before us, those who have sacrificed their lives, those who have left a legacy called us today. Good morning, ancestors. And as I pay homage to my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, who is the one who brought me to the planet, the vehicle that was used. Thank you, God. I thank you. Miss Colette Grant, I honor your presence for being the midwife of this call. Thank you. As we invite and invoke your presence and all the known and unknown ancestors into this call today, we give thanks and we honor their presence. We are the dreams of the ancestor today. And as we acknowledge the descendants that will come behind us today, we send love into every descendant, those that we know and those that one day we won't know in the physical presence. And that we pray and honor the work that we do today, that our work today will be such a blessing, that we will be a game changer to those who will come behind us. We give honor and praise for that. Good morning, and family. Peace, peace to the kings and queens, and love to the gods and goddesses on the call this morning. Good morning, my millionaires and billionaires, and all my brothers and sisters, Love Journey family. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. This is the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am super excited to have you today as I honor your presence and say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to be reading from the Science of the Mind. Super excited about reading from the Science of the Mind because today's Science of the Mind is about your power is within. Your power is within. You always admire what you really don't understand. That's a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. Let me say that again. You always admire what you really don't understand. It's an interesting quote. Ernest Holmes, this thing called you on page 33, he says, you do not pray this power into existence. Your use of it is not a prayer to the power, but a recognition of it. Okay. Your power is within. Can you think of someone who seems to have a blessed life? There are people in the world that can appear to be impervious to anything negative. Their life seems to be hardwired to produce only good success and prosperity, but how do they do it? You see, my grandmama Esther used to say my grandfather could fall into a bucket of slop and still come out smelling like a rose. Well, that wasn't exactly what she said, frankly, but for the purpose of the magazine, it shall suffice. You get the idea. The truth is that Grandpa Mac just expected to get his way and usually made a tiny sum in the process. He normally got what he wanted. There are also the popular stars we term in overnight successes. With few exceptions, no one achieves celebrity without study, hard work, and perseverance. The seemingly determination is exactly what Grandpa Mac had too. He never gave up. Each one knew success was up to them. They were not looking for a handout. They looked within and found the strength to move forward. We can too, because all the power we need to create a life worth living is within us. So what have you been striving for after far too long without results? Is there an action, no matter how small, that you can take today, moving you closer to the success you seek? Wow. I'm going to ask that again. Is there an action, no matter how small, that you can take today, moving you closer to the success you seek? I believe in the power within me. Spirit guides my every step, and I am in complete alignment with my good. Wow. I believe in the power within me. Spirit guides my every step. And I am in complete alignment with my good. Wow. That's the reading of the Science of the Mind, family. Power is within. How many of us are doing something toward our dreams each and every day? Each and every day. Are we working toward our dreams? Are we working to bring forth with whatever life purposes that we came to the planet to do, are we doing something for our dream? I heard this quote once that I thought was powerful. If you're not working on your dream, someone else will hire you to work on it. I thought, wow, that's really interesting. But the first time I heard it, I didn't really think much about it. But if we're not working on our dreams, then we're working on somebody else's. That's a lie. Wow. If I am not working on my own dreams, then 9 times out of 10, then I'm working on somebody else's dream. How long is it going to take before we decide we no longer want to play small? How long is it going to take for us to stop playing the game and just show up and just show up? You see, there's no more excuses. There's no more excuses that we can continue to play. There's no more games we can continue to play. If we really want to show up, how can we overcome the paralysis and ignite our purpose? We only really got this one life to live and a massive purpose to bring forward. You don't want to waste all that being stuck, paralyzed, standing still, feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, stress creeping in when you are not moving forward. So here's 3 things that they talked about that you need to make your mark. Autonomy, knowing that you are in charge of your destiny. 2, progress, making consistent growth to achieve and become better each day, meaning what are you doing each day towards your dream? 3, purpose, being connected to something larger than yourself. What does all this mean? Let's talk about it. When you have autonomy, progress, and purpose, then life gets good. Less stress, more clarity, less overwhelm, more peace, less self-doubt, more self-respect. But it can be hard to feel these things when you're stuck. Why? Basic physics. Objects at rest tend to stay at rest. Things that are at rest tend to stay at rest. Inertia. We got to get over the initial humps of being at rest and get you back into motion. It's easier to create momentum when you already have some. So be patient with yourself. You can do this. You don't have to stay stuck, and you can get past feeling paralyzed. If you're stuck, it can be a lonely place to be, and sometimes it can feel like defeat to admit that you're stuck. And then you want to go in and hide, and you don't want to come out. But here's some good news. You don't have to put on some "I'm fine" and pretend that you're okay. But it's just being able to ask for help and share the truth, no matter what that truth is, about what you're going through. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to be honest. It's okay to be transparent about your situation. And it's okay, absolutely okay, to be vulnerable. But you just want to be mindful of you. You want to be mindful of sharing your heart and soul. You want to share who you are. Because fear can keep us in paralysis if we don't know how to use fear to fuel us. Here are 7 steps to overcome paralysis and explode massively into your purpose. First thing is to admit that you are stuck. 2, focus on past successes that you had, a time when you felt on purpose, and ask yourself, what did I believe about life in that moment? And what was I doing that was working? 3, even if it seems strange, ask yourself, if I believe that about life now, what action would I take to get unstuck? Take small bits of action each day based on the answer. Better to take consistent small steps than none at all. One of the fastest ways to get unstuck is to model your past success. 5, identify trusted people who can lift you up and support you, and then ask them for support. 6, find a mentor who can be a structure of support while you get your momentum going. 7, find someone to help. Now, you don't have to look very far just to find someone who you can serve. You see, if you're feeling helped, help someone. See, when we start interacting and getting back in the game, it deparalyzes us and puts us back on track. You see, the most powerful mindset you can ever cultivate is gratitude. Because when you are grateful for everything in your life, even the trials and the tests, even the hard stuff, you'll find more things to be grateful for. Everything that happens comes bearing a lesson, and it sparks grace. You see, you got this. The tide is turning today. I just stopped by to remind you that you got this. The tide is turning today. Everything that happens comes bearing a lesson and a spark of grace. Remember, you got to get out there. You got to get in the game. You got to take action and make it real. I'm your biggest supporter. You got to make massive action, huge. Immerse yourself in what it's going to take to do what you got to do. You want a new business? Then start it. You see, nobody can do what you came to the planet to do quite like what you came to do it. Let me tell you that again. Nobody can do what you came to do the way you came to do it. We may have similar talents, and we may even have similar gifts, but the thing is that your flavor is yours. And nobody has your flavor. Nobody has the flavor that you came to the planet. Nobody can season it the way you can season it, baby. You know why? Because it was meant for you to express a unique expression, eternal loving presence. It was divinely designed just for you to do it the way you to do it. And the only person who knows your gift, your talent, and why you came to planet is you. Only you. Only you. What are you going to do? Your dreams are calling. Fear keeps you from stopping on the road, stopping you from doing what you need to do. You see, listening to the millionaires, people who came to talk to us in our camp this week, the one interesting thing is that each one came to say is that our business is we are our biggest commodity. And when we're not working on the biggest commodity in our business, guess what? It will never grow. Because you are your biggest commodity. Now, we think about that as we say, oh, we need to love ourselves and put ourselves on a to-do list. But have you thought about the fact that your business, you are your biggest commodity? So many of us work on our business that we don't work on ourselves. And our business is the center of us. And so we are the climate and culture of our businesses. So why won't we work on the very most important person? That divine presence, the person that makes you who you are, that comes up and births all these wonderful ideas. What is it about you that you decide that you don't want to take time to share with the world, own your truth, speak up and have a voice wherever that may be? How will you lend your voice today to the one place, and that's your dream, your purpose, what you came to the planet to do? You see, that voice that called Moses, I'm sure Moses was thinking, not me, God. Moses, not me, God. I know. You see, somebody, the voice is calling you. The voice is calling you. And even though the voice was calling Moses, Moses wasn't quite sure that he was ready to go before the Pharaoh and ask Pharaoh to let the people go. God, I don't think that's my, I don't know, God. Moses was feeling a little, like, intimidated by his own voice. Well, God, I think that's a better job for Aaron. God said, no, Moses. And I'm sure Moses had to muster up a lot of courage. Because, see, we will never live without fear. But would the fear fuel us, or would the fear do it? You see, the voice is calling your name. And so many times, our destination can liberate others, our purpose. But why do we let fear stop us? Why do we let that little small voice in our head is telling us we're not good enough? Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, who want to hear what I got to say? Oh, why me? And believe it or not, as I move into these bigger places and being stretched, I used to think, how could you be afraid of success? Wow, this is the very thing everybody prays for. How are you afraid? I actually see it. It can be a little frightening. Well, it can be a lot frightening. No. I remember waking up, getting ready to go on the Steve Harvey Show that day, and I remember clearly thinking, why are you crying? Why are you, this is supposed to be a really good day for you. This is a day where you get to share with the gifts that God is, and I could not stop crying. And I was so grateful being in the shop, getting my hair done, and sitting in there, and the song comes on. I'm in orange moon, flexing the light of the sun. And then she goes and says, he looked at me, and he saw his reflection in me. And I'm crying. And all of a sudden, I begin to hear these words in my head, and God says, why are you crying? And the Spirit said, every time I see you, I see myself. You are my reflection. And I began to cry more. But can you see me when you see yourself? And I was like, wow. Can I look at Janine in Janine's face and recognize God? And that blew me away. Blew me away. Why is it that I'm crying? Why is it that this is a great opportunity to expose many people to who I am, and I'm still wanting to play small in essence? You see, we want need to play small. We just need to share everything, everything that is inside of us. See, what we were just truly expected to play full out, fully expressed. Fully expressed. Why are we afraid of our life? We have to ask ourselves, what about the light that makes us afraid? What about success that puts us in debilitating mode? And how do we move, even though fear shows up, how do we move through it? You see, there comes a time in our life where we got to say enough is enough. Enough is enough is enough. And we got to decide for ourselves that we no longer want to let fear stop us. Because fear really is a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. It comes to help elevate your existence. Because, see, for many people, fear stops them. They see it as an alarm going off to warn them that they should not move forward. You know, fear is like a compass, directing us toward exactly what we need to do in order to grow. Unless we're in danger, fear is a compass showing you where to go, because fear is our teacher. And people who tell us we can live a fearless life, I think that's BS. It's just simply BS. Because we'll always experience fear. So instead of finding out how not to experience fear, let's figure out how to use the fear as fuel. Because I think about the times, incredible times in my life, where I was simply terrified. You see, that's the sign that you're growing. That's the sign. So I say follow the fear rather than making yourself wrong for being afraid. And, you know, after you realize that it's just the fear. You know, you stop and allow the fear to come through and say, okay, why are you here? What is going on? Is this something that I should be fearful of, or is this just one of those things? And most times when we really, really take a deep look into fear, most of the time it's just the unknown process that the mind tries to keep us in the box of comfortability. So follow the fear. Rather than making yourself wrong, of being afraid, moving past fear means finding enough strength in your heart to override what your head is telling us in order to keep us safe. While the heart calls us to tell the person we love to leave the relationship, start the business, or move toward our desires, the mind is busy coming up with all the excuses of why it's not safe to do these things we say we're going to do. All the things you have ever wanted to do are outside your comfort zone, and by definition will make you afraid. Fear is something very real that we have to deal with because it's a biochemical response in the brain. Let me say that again. It's a biochemical response in the brain that gets triggered when we step into uncertainty. It's a biochemical response in the brain that gets triggered when we step into uncertainty. Sometimes that fear can be can do with fitness, romance, spirituality, business, or even setting boundaries. They say these are the top five things that keep us afraid. Fitness, romance, spirituality, business, well-being, or even setting boundaries. And then take the steps toward doing the things despite the fear. Procrastination shows up as fear. What techniques are we using to release ourselves from the fear and moving through it? Feel it and move through it. Feel it and do it anyway. What courageous actions toward our dreams can we take today? Courageous action is taking action despite the fear. And we don't want to take the fear away because that's our opportunity to grow. There are plenty of techniques we can use to calm down the brain so it can be more manageable. What are you doing today to conquer the fear? What are you doing today towards your dreams? Are you working on your dreams or are you working on somebody else's dreams? Are you working on your dreams or are you working on somebody else's dreams? You see, fear can stop us from living the potential of a massive, huge, amazing life. It can hold you back from living on purpose. For us to live our purpose, for us to get unstuck, for us to live the life we know deep in our guts that we're meant to be living, we must move through the fear. We hear conquering fear. Conquering fear doesn't really mean get rid of it. We must learn to see fear in a new way. A way that keeps us fueled, power, and the passion that we came to the planet to do. You see, fear really means we're getting closer to living our purpose. It's time for us to say control of our life. And it helps us understand the next steps that we can take to get unstuck about our businesses of living on purpose. You see, when we don't come and do what we've come to the planet to do, most people are unhappy because we're not living on purpose, because we're going to jobs we don't like, because we're in relationships that makes us unhappy, because we're doing things just for the status quo or the conditioning that we believe that we bought into. Why are you going to a job? Ask yourself, that you don't like, that keeps you unhappy and keeps you stuck. Why are you in a relationship that you know that does not honor you, that's keeping you unhappy? Why are you not having a voice in places that you want to have a voice in? Why are you not saying what you mean and meaning what you say when it's time to say what you mean and mean what you say? Why? What will be your next step today? These are things I want you to think about. How can you create the system that you need in order to run your business smoothly? And I know fear is an automatic nervous system response to uncertainty. And a strange dichotomy and joke. The divine joke is that to live your purpose, to step out and to be big and to grow and to expand and to grow beyond what you currently are as far as circumstance requires that on a daily basis is that we face our fear on a daily basis. So the way in which we conquer your fear is to stop expecting yourself to not be afraid. Stop expecting yourself not to be afraid. Stop expecting yourself not to be afraid. You're going to be afraid, and that's reality. I can tell you that before I step on the stage, before I write a book, before I do anything that brings me closer to my purpose, there's some fear surrounding it. So the way we must learn to conquer fear is to reframe fear and recognize that there's actually, you see, the problem is our minds are binary. The brain is binary. And you really can't tell the difference between fear that keeps you alive when irrational or fear that's got you debilitated because you're moving into a new space. You see that irrational fear. You see, if I live my purpose, then I'll die. If I speak up and become my authentic self, no one would approve of me. Or if I decide to finally lose weight, no one will love me because I will show up my true self. Or whatever that debilitating type fear is in your mind. You see, what I spend most of my time doing in my coaching is helping people to distinguish between the type of fear got them holding them back, which is just the brain doing what the brain does, which is to keep us alive. So the brain, the limbic system, is challenging us. Yes, it's challenged by your spiritual growth because it's scary to grow. Oh, my God, it is so scary to grow. When you have new spiritual insight, and when you have new spiritual awareness, all of a sudden there's this new stuff you got to do. Maybe you got to break up with someone. Oh, my God. Maybe you got to disagree with someone. Oh, my God. Maybe you got to have a hard conversation with someone. Maybe you have to redefine your power within your family origin. Or maybe it's time to start a business. Or maybe it's time to finally stop saying you big boned and realize you got to stop binging on Netflix and eating pizza at night. Whatever it is, you can certainly live your purpose. You can certainly grow into what you were meant to become. But you got to look at the difference. You got to look at the difference. All of those dreams and fear debilitate you. See, the truth is in life, not everyone is going to approve of you. Not everyone is going to be happy with your way you're showing up. Not everyone is going to celebrate the new you. But don't let that stop you. See, if we recognize who walked beside us at all times, if we knew how supported we were spiritually, if we knew that there was a divine presence, a divine creator urging us. See, life is always urging us to play bigger. You see, life is always pushing us to play bigger. Life is urging us to step into our greatness. But see, the journey, my friends, is about you knowing that for yourself. It's easy for me to come to the Love Journey and stop by and say, hey, life is calling your name. It's easy for me to stop by and remind you that the divine presence is always there. But the journey is not about me telling you. The journey is about you knowing it. The journey is about you owning it. The journey is about you saying, yes, 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 I'm ready to play full out. Yes, yes, no matter what, I'm not going to let anything stop me. Yes, yes, come on, Holy Spirit, it's me and you. And when it's me and you, we're a majority. Sometimes we see people who are further ahead of us who have faced their fears and they've gone through it. I want you to know it was just as difficult for them as it is for each and every one of us that are moving through our own fear. We all talk a lot about money on this line, talking about we want to play big in our money game. But guess what? You got to get a different mindset. You see, it takes a different kind of mind to pull the energy of millions of dollars into your space, because money is energy. But if you got a dollar-naire mindset, expect to move into a millionaire mindset, that takes courage to conquer the fears of the light that you believed in. It causes you to be where you are right now. You got to move into that energetic expression and get on a frequency of $1 million if that's what you want. If financial freedom is what you want, then you got to get into that frequency of that. You got to get it out of that fear. And you got to ask for the sale. You got to ask for the sale. What is it that you're servicing? What are you giving? What is your dream? Are you selling books? Are you sharing the wisdom of your knowledge through your books? Then you got to get out here and ask for the sale. You want people to hire you as a speaker? Then you got to get out here and put yourself and ask for the sale. It's time for us to stop playing small. Do you know 99% of what we're afraid of? It's irrational fear. It's the debilitating fear, the fear that stops us from playing the big games, being out here with the big, the whole family. It stops us from playing. It keeps us on the sideline. I remember when we used to play double dutch and used to play double, and especially if you was turning, and then you get that one person and it seemed to take forever to get in the rope, and you'd be anticipating, well, when are they going to get in? Okay, and then you do, no, they ain't get it. Okay, come on, come on, come on. Then they don't get in, and they take forever. We used to call that, what was it, mashing potatoes or digging potatoes or something. But I'm saying, how long are we going to get on the sidelines, stay on the sidelines and not jump in? How long are we going to keep digging our potatoes or mashing our potatoes, something it was called? How long? You got to get in the rope if you want to play the game, if you want to get bigger, and you just got to do it. And guess what? It's okay if you jump in the rope and everything falls apart, the rope, you fall, whatever. It's okay. You get back up and you jump back. The quality of your ability to live your purpose is directly related with your ability to conquer and understand your fear. See, the quality of your success, the quality of your ability to live your purpose is directly related to how you move through your fears. You didn't hear me? Let me say that again. The quality of your success, the quality of your ability to live your purpose is directly related to your ability to move through your fears. So how will you be moving through your fears? How long are you going to keep standing on the sideline trying to jump in the rope? How long? So today I want you to work on your dreams, family. There is no reason why we're not doing something toward our dreams today. See, we can talk a good game. Oh, dreaming my dream. Life is a demonstration. Dr. John Coleman always used to tell us that our life is a demonstration of our belief system. Life is a demonstration of belief. Life is a demonstration of your belief system. How long? Demonstration. It's a demonstration. It's a demonstration of your belief. What is your belief system today? It was interesting. I was cleaning up, and I'll never forget the last 2 weekends ago. I was cleaning up the floor with my steamer. I love my steamer, and it's so amazing. I just wish I had knew the power of a steam cleaner a long time ago. Man, it makes it so much easier to move through cleaning up. And I was starting to move a little bit fast and started moving that steam cleaner a little hard like it was a mop. And then all of a sudden come. Wow. Why are you moving this thing like it's hard? You just All you have to do is just push the button just slightly. It don't have to be hard. And I start thinking, wow, God, we're so used to struggle. We bought into the lie that we have to struggle and we have to be in pain. But it don't. Life can be ease, elegance, and grace. Thinking, and I started saying, God, wow. And all of a sudden, I remember when God told me when I got laid off, and it took me all these years to really start really understanding what God told me. When I got laid off, I never forget, I was laying in the bed, and God said, I thought you said that I was your source and supply, because I remember getting up every morning on this love journey, and our affirmation, God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prophesies me now. We got so good that we had a beat to it. God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything in and everybody prophesies me now. Ooh, God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prophesies me now. We got so good, we had beats to it. I mean, we was doing it, and we sounded good. And God said, I thought you said I was your source of your supply. I said, you are, God. But why are you in that bed? Because you got laid off from your six-figure job. Was that your supply? I said, no, God. Well, get up. God said, I told you, the day you was laid off, I'll give you a house you didn't build, land you didn't toil, an oil rig that you didn't dig. I said, God, I don't know. All right, so I got up and I started moving through life. But it took all these years to really understand what that means, that God would give me a house I didn't build. You see, that meant I had to get out of a hard work consciousness. You see, I had to learn that I didn't have to work hard. You see, did anybody on here in the line, I just want to know, anybody on the line had that same kind of thought process? Grow up, work hard, get a good job. You see, that's kind of what I was taught. That was just the understood agreement, that you grow up, you work hard, and life will work for you. Well, that worked for me until it didn't work. You see, why was I getting laid off from a job that I loved? I got up every day thanking God for my job. I love the money I made. I love the flexibility. I love what I did as an executive director. I saw myself shine. I saw myself expanded. I was doing things that I never knew that I could do. So how? Why would I be laid off from this wonderful, amazing job? See, when God is calling your name and God is calling you to do something different, you got to be broke down and be rebuilt. Because I didn't understand what it meant to have ease, elegance, and grace. I didn't understand God's message to me that I give you a house you didn't build. Because faith without works is dead. And so I was thinking about that when I was taking my steam cleaner over my beautiful hardwood floors. It occurred to me, faith without works. Well, God, what does it mean, faith without works? If you'll give me a house I didn't build, meaning I ain't have to do nothing to work for it, what does faith without works mean? And it just blew my mind when God said, faith without belief. You see, God said, you got to clean up your belief system. Your work is to clean up your unbelief. I was like, wow. My whole job was to, my work in faith is to clean up my unbelief. Because even when you go and read it in the Bible, it even tells you the story of Abraham and the power Abraham had in the belief that he knew that what God had asked him to sacrifice his son. It was powerful. I was like, whoa. So faith without works is not a physical action. Faith without works is cleaning up our unbelief. So now my prayer is, God, show me where my unbelief. Heal the places that there's unbelief, God. And so today is a new day. Your canvas is clean, and you can paint anything you want on it. So Well, today, what would you do to make today your best day yet? By clearing up your unbelief, working on your dreams, moving past fear. What would you do today to make today your best day yet? So we can make sure you rock, so you can live on purpose. What would you do today? You see, time is the container in which you create your dreams. Time is your most valuable asset. So if you really care about how much money you have and want more, if you care about how much love you have and want more, if you care about how much connection, joy, and freedom you have and don't have and want more, the first thing you got to do is master your time. We have to learn how to master our time. What are we doing toward our dreams? See, today is a day of total possibility. Total possibility. What would you do today to work toward your dreams? We're at the top of the hour, and if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you're welcome to come in. That's all I got for you today. I just want you to work on your dreams. I just want you to work on you, because the biggest commodity in your business is you. You are your biggest commodity. You are your biggest commodity. What would you do different today to allow yourself to expand and grow into the purpose that you came to the planet to do today? What would you do to live your dream today? You see, when I think about Nelson Mandela, he made Merriam-Webster quote, one of the most famous quotes out there. But it's the most powerful quote to me when I think about it, when I read it, when I speak it. It's one of the things that I start off all of my speeches with, because it's so true. You see, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Mm-mm. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. So we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant? Who am I to be gorgeous, talented, fabulous, world's greatest speaker, multimillionaires? Who am I to be a red carpet award-winning filmmaker? Who am I to be a New York Times bestseller? Actually, who are you not to be? You see, you are a child of the universe. You are a child of God. And your playing small does not serve the world. Let me say that again. Your playing small does not serve the world, because there is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people will not feel insecure around you. See, we were all meant to shine. You see, as children do, we were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, each and every one of us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously, let me say that again, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. And as we are liberated from our own fears, our presence actually automatically liberates others. You are powerful beyond measure today. You are powerful. And when you step in your greatness, you automatically liberate others. You see, that story always reminds me of this, and I'm going to leave you with this, where Jesus was walking in a crowd of people and a lady with the issue of blood, and all she could think, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch the hem of the wing of his garment, I would be healed. I would be made whole. And it was so crowded. And I imagine Jesus being tall, dark, handsome man, full of light and love, one of those magnetizing, charming presences on the planet. And then these beautiful, amazing 12 disciples walking beside him. 13 amazing energies on the planet, looking amazing. And this lady moving through the crowd just to touch the hem of his garment. And Jesus say, "Who touched me?" And one of the disciples look at him, probably Peter. And Peter say, "Jesus, I know you ain't just asked that question with all these people out here. I know you are not asking who just touched you." And Jesus say, "Yeah, I am. I just felt virtue leave my body." You see, something happens when we get in the presence of greatness. See, when we start to stand in the greatness of ourselves and we stick around other people who are standing in their greatness, it liberates each and everybody around us. So powerful when our presence, just the mere presence of you, can be a blessing. When you walk in a room and your presence is a blessing, and people just want to be in your space. I remember the first time I wrote that down. I would go to Burning Bowl every year. Young, I had been going to Burning Bowl since I was 10, 11 years old. And, you know, always wanted some kind of material things. And one year I remember writing, "I just want my presence to be a blessing, God. Use me so that my presence." And I remember the first time somebody said, "You know, just being in your presence is a blessing to me. Just being around you makes me better." And I remember thinking, "Thank you, God." Because that's what I wrote on that paper. You see, I no longer was asking for the material things. I had the Mercedes, the cars, the houses, the diamonds, but I wasn't feeling fulfilled. And I knew something had to be different, and I wanted my presence to be a blessing. And when you can operate in a, when you fully plan full out, when you operate in your fullest expression, when you operate in stepping in your greatness, when you have called forth the presence of you that's plan B, something happens that automatically allows your greatness to shine. And you automatically liberate others. It don't matter who you were. See, the one thing I love about our beautiful, eternal, loving, energetic expression we call God or Allah, how do we name it? It don't care about what you used to do. It don't care about whether you did this or that. All it cares about is that you are willing to get out your own way and allow the divine to express itself through you. It don't care how many days you go to church or don't go to church. It just matters how you're going to get out the way and allow the fullest expression of God to come through. It don't say, "Did you read my Bible?" Say, "Will you get out your way?" We wonder a lot of times why Jesus didn't go into church. Jesus got people, chose people who was willing to be used. And all we have to do is be used. Be used by the presence that created us. The presence that said, "I have a plan for you." And then you get out your way and allow the plan to come forth. See, it don't matter if you used to be a pimp, a player, a drug dealer, did drugs or didn't do drugs, or how you sold your body, didn't sell you. It don't care about any of that. All it cares about, are you a willing vessel today? Are you a willing vessel? Get out your own way. Because when you're doing nothing, God is always up to something. And all it needs is your permission. It don't need your help. It just needs your permission for you to get out your way and allow the divine to shine through you so that your presence will be so powerfully rooted in your purpose that people will just come in your presence and you don't even have to say a word and be blessed. Now, that's some stuff right there. To be so powerful that your presence is a blessing. That's it for me. Any questions, comments, concerns, you can star 6 on the love journey. And if there is, blog talk, press 1. All right, Tony.
Peace and blessings, Janine. King here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Mr. King. Good morning, King.
Good morning, good morning. I am so thankful to get this opportunity to actually just say a word or two. And I just want to say thank you because God works in such an amazing way people still aren't grasping the fullness of that. The speech that Mandela had, that you just presented to us, is actually what Spirit told me to say tonight on my live Facebook page. And it tells me that we at the Love Journey, because I think about yesterday's conversation, we at the Love Journey, we all are moving forward. We all are moving into this space, and your message is helping each one of us get there. And I want to thank you for that. And I want the family to know that they have to trust and believe and have the faith in knowing that we are moving forward. Have no doubt at all in any of this, because that is your enemy. Doubt is your enemy. Trust and believe. Trust and believe. And I'm feeling that. So I want to just thank you for that, because I'm pumped up.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, family. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, reminding you that you are a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God, reminding you that your love, love is a choice, and reminding you to not just dream your God-sized dreams, but to live them. I'm going to play Ume Say by Mos Def, reminding you that it's time, family. Your dreams are calling. Will you answer? Will you be the one that will stand in your greatness and allow your presence to be so powerful that just being in your presence, others will want to live in there? Come on, y'all. When we say, shine your light on the world, family. This is Mos Def right here on the Love Journey.
Sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. Sometimes I don't want to be bothered. Sometimes I just want a quiet life. Me and my baby, me and my lady. Sometimes I don't want to get in the snowball. Sometimes I don't want to be a soldier. Sometimes I just want to be a man. But pull me, say, shine your light on the world. Shine your light.
Love you. I just want to know.